Santa Claus riding down Santa Claus Lane. Licks and blitz and all they use a reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus come tonight.
Come
and Santa Claus around down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head.
Every time I hear this, we were playing this the other night where we set up the Christmas tree, first Christmas tree in this house for a long time. I do my silly dance around the house. Not a bad thing. Elvis, as he gets us into this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, actually beyond Good Day, I think it's time for us to all get in the spirit. And how can you not be in the spirit when you listen to this? Crank it up, Richie! I can dance with Jordan Hill.
Come around when the chimes ring out. It's Christmas morning again. Peace on earth will come to all. We just follow the light.
I get goosebumps listening to Jordan Hill.
Let's give thanks to the Lord above.
We're listening to
Santa Claus is coming tonight.
You're listening to what?
This morning, you and I were listening to contestants from The Voice.
We were, yes.
That right there
is the voice.
The Voice. Hey, listen to how effortlessly
amazing
he sounds. I mean, it sounds like he's just doing it.
The story at DougSteffen.com about this group of people that gathered in Toronto this weekend to sing fa la 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 la. Thousands of people decked the halls at the Distillery District in Toronto this past Saturday in an effort to break the world record for the largest number of carolers to get together in one place. Didn't break the record. They're going to try to do it again this coming weekend. The record is 15,111 people gathering for the Hong Kong charity soccer game in Seoul, Korea. They sang for 15 minutes at halftime. And so now, I mean, there were... I think, how do you, I've been trying to do this, and the last couple, 3 weeks, what happened on the farm here, most of you know that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have on my farm a milk store that sells all the dairy products that we make here on the farm, and in an attempt to get people into the spirit, I decided that we would run a hayride with Christmas carolers on Saturday and Sunday during December. And it was a complete throwback to my early days here in this neighborhood. I live on a farm that's in the same neighborhood where I grew up. I farmed this particular area and the other down the street where I own the other farm. And what we did was on Christmas, the Sunday before Christmas, put all the people in the neighborhood on a trailer. And everybody get all scrunched up, and they'd wrap themselves around blankets, and they'd be in hay and that sort of thing. And a couple of lanterns hung on the end of the wagon, and around we'd go, a little Ferguson TO30 tractor carrying us all around to sing Christmas carols. So I thought, you know, I haven't done that for 50 years. 50 years it's been. So I figured, okay, let's try it. The world is different. It really is. People don't either have time, they don't want to, they don't respond in their homes. It was shocking. We're going to do it one more time before Christmas. I've done it a couple, three, four times. And it just hasn't worked. Because when you go to these neighborhoods, you can, even with a megaphone, sit outside people's houses and sing. And they look out the window, and then they pull the drapes. It's just a really, really strange reality.
How's it been going?
Well, it just doesn't... I mean, what we've done, we've turned it into a drive around the neighborhood. I have my old Farm All M on the wagon, and I'm hauling people around. They love the old tractor. And we're going into various neighborhoods so people can see the Christmas decorations. But what I've found that more and more Jewish people are moving into the neighborhood, so there's less and less in terms of Christmas decorations, and there isn't much Hanukkah decorating either. So I've been frustrated. Maybe that's the way I thought we would do something that would be very cool. The idea was good. People seem to like it. They come around. It's been cold a couple of nights, so they get their hot chocolate or their hot apple cider or whatever it is in the store. But it isn't the same, Rich. It just isn't the same. And so, you deal with it, and I'm disappointed. Not the end of the world. It just does prove to me how different life is today than it was when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing something different.
Everything changes.
Yep, everything changes.
There are new memories being made.
Yeah, maybe that's the best way of looking at it. That's a good positive way of looking at it. Our poll today, how many Christmas cards have you sent this year? I just opened up the first one that I've gotten a few minutes ago from a couple that used to work for me on the farm.
We got back from Disney, opened up the mailbox, and it was full of Christmas cards. I had, five, six, seven, eight Christmas cards in this week's few days' mail.
You have more friends than I do, Rich. How many Christmas cards did you send this
year? Might know how to write.
A, over 50. B, between 25 and 50. C, between 10 and 25. D, less than 10. E, I'm emailing all mine this year instead of sending them in the mail. That's interesting. Let's see, F is, I haven't sent any yet, and G, I'm not sending any. I don't send Christmas cards. All right, I'll call people, or maybe send them an email, but I'm more likely on Christmas Day to call people. I'll be on an airplane most of the day on Christmas Day this year. But it's kind of a way to reach out and actually touch. And how many people do you really want to touch? I mean, you and I will be together on Christmas morning, I think. Are you going to be there for Christmas? Or
I will not be there Christmas morning.
Get your kid.
We'll be together Christmas Eve. I have little ones, yes.
All right, okay. So it's Christmas morning. We're on the air live. Jennifer, I'm sure, will be there. And Roberta probably will be as well. And I'll say, because I love them, I'll say Merry Christmas to them in a way that means something to them and to me, because they really know, you hear the emotion in the voice, et cetera, et cetera. So you know where people are, really. Sending a card, it's like this flat screen stuff. How do you, in the flat screen world, communicate emotion to people? I can't begin to figure out how to send something that has emotional value on a flat screen.
You mean in the form of a card?
Anything. A note, email.
Okay.
Can I do it? What am I doing wrong?
Let me express some emotion. Last week, story time.
Yeah.
So here's a story for you.
It is story. It's beyond good day, Rich's story.
Last week we're in Disney World, and we stayed at one of their new resorts called the Art of Animation.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids wanted to go to the arcade. We had been to the parks and whatnot. We were back at the hotel, and the kids wanted to go to the arcade, play a few games. So I'm like, hey, okay, let's go. So we go up, and they're running around inside and, you know, having a good old time. So I had to go out to the concierge to ask a question. And I walk out, and I notice, like a little crowd of people there. So I look over, and it's a guy in uniform and his family and some Disney staff. And they're holding a banner, and they're saying, "Welcome home, Captain Pickering." And I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, the guys come home from the military, and they're welcoming in. And I hear the Disney people going, anything that we can do to make your stay better, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they're just, you know. So, obviously, the Disney folks were aware of his homecoming and helped create something. I don't know whether the mother called and said, hey, I'm bringing the kids down. Can you guys help us? I don't know what it was. So I'm looking here on Facebook today, and I see somebody posted a video of a flash mob that Disney had organized for this guy's homecoming. And so the family is in the lobby of this hotel. Flash mob comes, and they do this big old dance and everything. And out of the mob comes the dad and hugs his two little kids.
Very cool.
And they're crying.
Oh, of course.
And they're sitting there, and they're so happy to see it.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there watching this video, knowing that I saw this dad and his two kids just moments after this took place.
Uh-huh.
And it pulls at the heartstrings. You got to wonder how those kids missed their dad.
Good
and
stuff.
Watching this video makes you think about your kids. That's how, off of a flat screen, you can get emotion.
So that's a good way for me to remember, but in words, it's got to be pictures, though, because you can't do it in words.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think if your daughter wrote you an email?
When my daughter writes me an email in I always have emotion connected to it. I think what I mean, maybe to better clarify what I'm saying.
I think I can knock down every one of these pins you set up.
Hard for emotions to be connected between people that don't know each other. Well, how's that? Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, is it the difference between a Christmas, a real Christmas tree, and an artificial Christmas tree? Which, by the way, was yesterday's poll. Which do you prefer?
What one?
47% said real. 24% said artificial. 15% said neither.
Wow.
13% said both. So, I went to Meredith's last night, and she decorated the Christmas tree. And it's going into a place that her place is very warm, and you see this, and it just makes maybe the room or that end of the house just explode. And so when I go back to the years that I didn't have a tree, I wasn't into it. I think if you're not into it, you don't really measure, and it doesn't mean anything. Why would you put up something that didn't mean anything? This year, I feel it. And even though I may not embrace all of the commercialism that goes with Christmas, I'm certainly anxious and eager to be able to sell and promote things because that's how I make my living. But the other side of it is it does take away from some, I think, of the true value of it. But if you can get into the spirit and just feel, it's just all about feeling. What do you feel? Singing brings you around, crowds maybe, shopping, could be any number of things to get you to really feel the essence of the season. And if we've done that, then we've kind of, I think, done our job. If you and I can do that, Richie, and the people on the program can do it. If you can feel it, to me, I'm hearing in the back of my mind the end of the Van Morrison concert when the guy goes out and says, "Have we healed you tonight?" And if you can say yes to that, you're all set. 19 past on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle, up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We are we that we have lights so that we can see. Although the day is done, what a miracle that a spark lifts these candles out of the dark. In the evening, one by one, until the end of Hanukkah.
This is Hanukkah week, so perhaps we ought to spend a moment or two reflecting for those who are celebrating Hanukkah. Now these are, who is this? This is
Bare Naked Ladies.
This is Bare Naked Ladies?
Yes, sir.
Oh. For some reason, I ought to remember their Hanukkah song differently than this. Hanukkah Blessings. You've heard Carole King with the Hanukkah prayer, maybe. I don't know. The Jimmy's looks like kind of a silly. I want a hippopotamus for Hanukkah. Is that what this is?
Yep.
Pretty silly, right?
Rocks.
Yeah. Sounds pretty stupid, too. Right, what else do we got here? Are the Levies, how do you spell Hanukkah?
I remember this. This is cool.
Hanukkah.
Yeah, this is very cool.
C-H-A-N-U-K-A-H, right? Some people spell it H-A-N-N-A-K-A-H.
I'm just looking at my panel here, and it's spelled Z-H-A-H.
Is it with a C or H?
I don't know.
I am
confused. Figure it out.
What about those N's and K's? Do you use one or two? I remember when I was back in elementary school, a Spanish kid told me that it starts with a silent J, but Julio was wrong.
Julio was wrong.
Or maybe he was right. Can someone decide? Make up your mind.
That was this.
Trust no church and Webster's. Is there an answer to my question? Someone.
Pretty big band. Big sounding.
Yeah.
How do you spell Hanukkah?
I love it.
That's good.
Great.
All right, then there are the
classics.
The Oi City Rollers. This out of here. Hanukkah Nights.
C-H-A-N-U-K-A-H. Nights. C-H-A-N-U-K-A-H. Nights.
really, I don't think this captures the essence of Hanukkah at all.
No.
It's just foolish, silly stuff.
Holy City.
And then the silliest of them all is something that Tom Lehrer did a number of years ago. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica. Wearing sandals like
plenty of places to spend it.
Santa Monica. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis. A charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them. So every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim, Rosh Hashanah. I spend in Arizona and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me.
Yes, sir!
The California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in his cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel, spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
Hey, he'll be with you.
Yeah.
I'll
spend most of Christmas on a plane going out to actually spend my daughter's birthday with her, which is the 27th. A quick buzz back and forth. Actually going out this weekend for a meeting on Friday and Saturday. There's plenty of... Well, this year in Santa Monica, they canceled all of the displays because of a big fight they had there.
Really?
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If a television is on your wish list for the holidays, you'll want to hear about a new report released today by Safe Kids Worldwide and Sanis, revealing some alarming news. Every 3 weeks, a child dies from a television tipping over. And every 45 minutes, a child is sent to the emergency room with a TV tip-over injury. This is a 31% increase over the past 10 years. Many TV tip-overs are a result of top-heavy flat-screen TVs or bulky old-style TVs placed unsecured on dressers, entertainment centers, or TV stands. According to the new research, only 1 in 4 families have their televisions mounted to the wall. Kate Carr, President and CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide.
You wouldn't think to bring a baby home from the hospital without a car seat or let your child ride a bike without a helmet. Mounting your TV is a smart, child-proofing practice. It will protect your TV and, even more important, your child.
For more information about the report, visit safekids.org. I'm Steve Anwart reporting.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
By now, 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here, helping you get into the mood, hopefully, with our daily Christmas star of the day. We're trying to do this most every day as we find musicians who some of you may know, some of you may not, some of you may know this music, but because it just seems to be popular at this time of year, doesn't get the same recognition factor as material that is out there, you know, the rest of the year. That doesn't take away from the value of the music. So in sort of thinking about how we can expand your horizons, so many people just want to get into the spirit. I told you that yesterday Meredith and I went out and bought three Christmas trees. The first time in ages there's been a Christmas tree in my house. And I know that I feel good at this time of year, but I don't feel good necessarily for some of the same reasons that a lot of other people feel good. Mm-hmm. And so she's determined to change that.
I'm just really proud of you for going and getting a tree because you have never done that before. I mean,
well, I haven't for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I haven't for a long time.
Are you going to decorate the tree or is it just going to be like a pine tree in your living room?
Well, it's sitting in the back in the big room. I have a big hall sort of room and it's there now. There's never been a tree in there. I get rid of a couch that was in there.
The fun part is it stays there till about April.
Well,
that's
see.
What I said. It'll stay up. But
I think what will happen is I don't know what has happened to all of my decorations. I had lights and a lot of things. I think brought most of them to California for Megan and Brendan to use on their trees, seems to me. But Meredith has gone out to find a lot of things. She has a treasure trove of items around here and there. And it seems to me she'll do hers first and then maybe I'll just look at the green tree. It's one of the great things about it is it smells.
That's what I meant. Is I have a fake tree, but I just went out this weekend and got a wreath, and I actually hung my wreath inside. Oh, it smells so good.
Well, I have
so
a fake Christmas tree too down the cellar, and we went down yesterday and dug around down there, and she kind of said, "Nah, I don't think we want that."
There's something about a real tree. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. And this is really the fragrance is out of this world. And I think that's part of what puts people into a good place, just smelling the wreaths and the trees and things. And that, I mean,
did you buy it or did you cut it down off of the farm?
No, no, I bought it from, I went up to Matthew Hansen.
They have three trees.
Yeah, the trees that I can find, the woods around here, are not the same sort of pine tree that makes for a good Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah.
There are Christmas tree farms around that are run. People go in and they saw down their own tree and do it usually the week after Thanksgiving or any time between then and now. It's pretty, if you don't have your Christmas tree now, your selection choices will be somewhat limited. But I was, after we said that we went up and bought the trees from Hanson's and then we went down to the Home Depot to get a stand for it, the place was jammed, and it's the usual stuff. They do everything like a factory. There are hundreds of trees, and they're wrapping them up, and people are standing in line, fussing that it's so long to stand in line, that kind of stuff. Ugh, that kind of does spoil the really strong feelings that you have just from smelling how good all that pine smells. That's really, you know, people say, well, why do you need to go get a tree? Why not open a bottle of Pine Sol? Doesn't it smell the same? I don't think so. It's not bad, but it just isn't a tree. Thank you very much. Anyway, in a moment, we celebrate the season with Richard Kincaid with one of the most added Christmas songs of this past season here on Good Day.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Cue the sentimental music and break out the gaudy decorations. Tis the season for quirky holiday pastimes, but there's still one place where bad taste never belongs. In the kitchen. That's why television's Clinton Kelly is partnering with Sargento to stage a holiday taste intervention. To enter the contest, simply post a photo of your family's outdated holiday traditions on the Sargento Facebook page. The winner will walk away with a $10,000 holiday makeover and a free online consultation with Kelly, who offers these tips to refresh your holiday recipes.
Think about how Grandma would have made it. Instead of making a green bean casserole with mushroom soup and fried onions from a can, use ingredients like Sargento Chef Blend shredded cheese and caramelized onions for a completely new dish that still tastes like home. Also, don't forget to plan for the big day after. Stock up on bread for turkey sandwiches and Sargento cheese and eggs for a leftover ham and cheese frittata.
The deadline to enter is December 17th.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
magic holiday. Schoolboys laughing as apples are tapping. It's a magic holiday.
Last year, I remember meeting Richard Kincaid as he continued with his quasi-career of singing Christmas songs. This guy is somebody who's been in business, understood the other side of the world, having run the largest publicly traded real estate company in the country, but he'd had enough. And he wanted to return to his first love, music. And so, as somebody who came from a small town, he had very interesting experiences, as many of us did growing up in church and singing the choir and that sort of thing. I studied classical voice and musical theater. You know, as I listen to you, Richard, I think, I don't remember that I said this last year, but I envision you as being sort of a Broadway or off-Broadway New York performer, one of those people who sings and the singing goes with the play that you're in. If you're in a musical, it is not, when you listen to you and put the story together, it doesn't, as they say, compute.
Well, good morning, Doug. No, actually, you're correct. I did a lot of musical theater. I was the lead in a number of shows, you know, Oklahoma Carousel, Brigadoon, a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Tony Parton West Side Story all in high school, college after. But it was interesting. So I was sitting around, you know, taking music classes in college, and it dawned on me it might be good to have something else to fall back on, so I got a finance degree.
Mm-hmm. And look at what that did.
Yeah, and so that wasn't a bad call, but it was also, any time in my life I get pulled back to the music. It's just, there are gaps, but I keep getting pulled back to
so
it.
So you worked a career, you retired maybe fairly early, well-heeled, so you didn't have to worry about where the next check was coming from, and you decided, all right, music's my passion. I'm doing that. There have been plenty of people who have done that. The shame in it all is to have a passion like you do, spend all of your life working at something else and never realizing what fun or what rewards would come out of being able to do what you have created in your life. It's all about creation.
Yeah, and I hope, you know, I hope other people will, give it a shot, you know, if they hear about it. It's not everyone can do that, obviously. And
no.
quite frankly, the music business is tough, but, you know, I think there's definitely room out there for, you know, the style of music, that we've been doing. It's definitely old school and, with rich arrangements and backup.
So do you put all of this thing? Let me, as we think about this, I want you to sit back for a second and listen with us. Here's the second, by the way. If you go to Richard Kincaid Music, it's K-I-N-C-A-I-D, Richard Kincaid altogether, richardkincaidmusic.com, you'll see his story, the story of his music, and the story of his life, but it's a neat story in that, again, I emphasize the story is worth a lot of time because he realized what his passion was able to create a situation in his reality where he had a job that allowed him when he retired to do what his passion is. And now, as we get into this wonderful classical holiday time, there is much to be thankful for, and I'm sure you're thankful for the attention that your music is getting. So here's another. There have been two albums, Richie, that have come out, a couple of singles, including a new one that's quickly moving up the charts.
Yeah, I love this.
This is a new take on the classic holiday hit This Christmas, which also features Cuba Gooding Sr. of The Main Ingredient. Listen to this.
Mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
classic song. Now, how much of this that has appeared in these two albums has been your own creation or people working in collaboration with you, Richard Kincaid, to come up with some really new, not just interpretations or reinterpretations of some of the classics, but new music, actually?
Yeah, well, my real collaborator is David Taylor, who's a producer. He's a writer, he's an arranger, and he's actually the guy that got me to go into the studio and start doing this. So we've become really good friends. And part of what works with David and I is he's very great arranger. If you take This Christmas, I think part of what, for me, decided to do it was I just don't want to make it a karaoke, and we started to get those
right.
Rich background vocals. We changed the ending. We did a lot of stuff with that song, which is a great song, to give it sort of a fresh feel. And so he and I go back and forth on what songs, how, why, whether it's the right arrangement. And I give a lot of credit. And, you know, originally working with Cuba Gooding Sr., two people said to you guys, hey, let's do something. I was like, wow, we don't really have the same voices.
Mm-hmm.
And the key was the arrangement and David's production.
Yeah, that's it. And somebody who knows what they're doing, a good producer, can make use of lots of different sounds, and that's what you've done here. Also, you launched a charity called Because Foundation. What happens with that? What are you doing with that?
You know, we've done five films. The last film was probably the biggest thing we've done. It was the film Bully.
That's you?
Oh, yeah.
That was us, yeah.
Really?
Huh.
And so that really has been the major thing we've done the last year or so. I think we're hoping it's going to get nominated for Academy Award. But the big thing,
a lot of buzz on it, for sure.
Yeah, the back to school effort, and we have sponsors taking it to see a million kids to see it.
Yeah,
we have DVDs and discussion guides going on all over the country to high schools. And so that's sort of an example of, you know, starting something, which is really trying to start a social movement using media, film,
yep,
stories,
yep,
and building a coalition, and I think that's the best example. And we're working on something next, which we're trying to figure out. We're trying to put a program together to give scholarships to kids that are socially conscious that help others.
Yep.
It's a weird dynamic where if you're an athlete, well, everyone will shower money at you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's
really, if you're really smart, if you're a humanitarian, you know, so we're trying to fill that gap where,
yeah,
kids that are motivated to go to school but also motivated to give back can get some scholarships. That's the next thing we're working on.
That's the Because Foundation. You can find them online, becausefoundation.org, becausefoundation.org. Find Richard's music at richardkincaidmusic.com. We'll finish with this cut from the latest album called Mosaic. Not really a Christmas song, but it's called I Wish That Was Me. Saxophone legend Dave Cause is here.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck to you, Richard. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank
and thanks
you.
For the music and the good work you're doing.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Time now for our weekly report on crowdfunding. Startup America News, can you visualize 100,000 new business startups this year coming up, 2013? All because they had access to the money they needed through the Internet. That's what today's guest on Crowdfund America, Startup America News, believes is on the way, like a cavalry of motivated entrepreneurs coming to rescue our economy.
At about the same time the old order economy was tanking, a new view on money-raising techniques was spontaneously rising into view on the Internet. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes for Crowdfunding News, Growing Success Stories. Countless people have already used crowdfunding to improve their own lives and the lives of their fellow human beings, which they often employ. This is so important because we all know the American economy is at a crossroad. And the good news is that because of that, now anyone with an entrepreneurial spirit can move upward in a golden age of small business here in America. Such an opportunity has never existed before crowdfunding. All we had was unreliable advice from Wall Street and unworkable solutions from Washington, D.C., until crowdfunding emerged.
The crowdfunding donation model did stimulate everybody greatly. And they all went, wait a second here, you can actually get your money on the Internet. And there are people that were getting hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now they have companies that are getting millions in donations. They're pre-selling the products.
You're listening to crowdfunding advice from Gene Massey, CEO of Media Shares.
Did that help the crowdfunding get passed? Sure, of course it did. Everybody went, wow, you can get your money on the Internet. Hello? Of course you can. Of course, that's how you reach people. But they're so afraid that people are going to be fraudulently taken advantage of. And the truth of the matter is, there's less fraud when you have a crowd because everybody goes, uh-oh, don't do this. The guy's going to lose your money. And so the crowd can police the deal, actually. So it's a wonderful model. And history has proven. There's a book called Inventing the Movies, and it talks about all the inventions that have happened in the movies. Sound, digital projection, video editing, film cameras, the demise of film, and the rise of digital capture of images and stuff. They fought everything tooth and nail. Why would they said in the 20s, why would anybody ever want to see a movie with sound? Betty Davis did not want to be in Gone with the Wind. She did not know how she would look in color. Everybody's afraid of change. And they fought every invention. John Lasseter worked for Disney in the animation department. The CEO came by one day and said, "What's new here? How are you doing?" He says, "Well, let me tell you, it's going to be computers. Everything's going to be computers. We got to get a bunch of computers in here." They fired him that afternoon, and he started Pixar. That's how he started Pixar. Disney fired him because he was insisting that they get in computers. People don't like change. Well, let me tell you something. There's going to be some changes. There's a tsunami coming of change in the world of finance. And if you go and you do some homework on how small business drives America, let me give you one example. Let's say you got a kid out of college, okay, and he starts a little startup company, and you give him $500,000. What's he going to do? He's going to go out and hire 10 of his friends. He's going to go out and buy some computer equipment. They're going to all pay taxes. They're going to go to seminars and things, and they're going to give. They start. Think of the amount of business that $500,000 will circulate. And now think of that times 100,000. Think of 100,000 companies in America, or even a million, where everybody got $500,000 online. You wouldn't be able to count the money. Taxes? Well, they wouldn't need to raise the taxes. They could lower them. They can lower the taxes in America. They'd have so much income coming in. If you're not part of a revolution in change, you're hurting. That's what they should do. And if they did that, it'd be Katie bar the door. Everybody would be doing that. Everybody would be getting the money to start a beauty parlor or start a business or a restaurant or whatever. And the good ones would succeed. The crummy ones wouldn't get a dime because the crowd would be the judge. But things on Kickstarter that have been successful because they were good ideas. You know, the crowd says, "Yeah, that sounds like great. You know, a watch that does this and that. Okay, that sounds terrific." The crowd invests, and they're only going to put in a little bit, and they're only going to do it if it looks like a good deal.
I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining us on Crowdfund News, Growing Success Stories.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.